Certainly not much of a better situation for a growing number of restaurants here in New Jersey and elsewhere. The estimate now is that at least 40% of restaurants in New Jersey are, over the coming months, going to wind up shutting down for good. Some of the latest, by the way, Jackson Hole in Inglewood, Mount Fuji Japanese Steakhouse in Hasbrook Heights, Fenelamore in Montclair, Double S Diner in Wantage, Flapjack's Pancake and Steakhouse in Wallington, South House in Jersey City, Chan's Dragon Inn in Ridgefield, the Empanada House in Rutherford. Yet, surprisingly, there are restaurants that are opening, new ones. Not reopening, new ones opening. Which you might want to ask, okay, why? Well, short answer, choice. Or lack thereof, maybe more specifically. Some new restaurant owners signed a lease before the coronavirus pandemic hits. They were required to pay rent. Others lost their jobs but had the skills, so they need to make money. That's the only option to start a restaurant. Others felt they had no choice but to grab the opportunity. While rents could be negotiated or some prime locations are up for sale, maybe at lower than normal rents. And there are actually others who are not concerned about survival. They're more focused on happiness. They had always had the dream of owning a restaurant, and they're not even going to let a worldwide health crisis stop them. For example, Porter in Weehawken, Mel's Butcher Box in Tenafly, SQ Pizza Company in Mahwah, Mattarello Bakery and Cafe in Montclair, 30 Burgers in Rutherford. Those are among the restaurants that have opened, happily to say. Now, with the restaurant industry overall, just going through New Jersey specifically, National Restaurant Association is estimating around 500,000 restaurants are in danger of closing for good in the coming months. 17% have shut down for good already. Depending on the state, restaurants are dealing with limitations or closures. You might have been hearing about what's been going on in California, for example. And this while shopping malls and even car dealers can remain open with little or no restrictions. Restaurant workers who make barely enough to survive are seeing their jobs endangered or even eliminated. And when you think about this too, restaurants have already traditionally been frequently inspected for sanitary and other health conditions. Not every restaurant or bar owner is like that moron on Staten Island, which I'm not going to waste time if you don't know about that. Do a Google search on stupid bar owner in Staten Island. That story will turn up. The vast majority are willing to adhere to procedures to protect the health of their employees and customers. We've been told that outdoor dining is a safe alternative, which is easy for restaurants in the West and South, while challenging, yes, still possible for those in the Northeast and the Midwest. Yet states like California are even banning that. So, I have a question that I don't think has been asked, or if so, not loud enough, for the restaurant associations and the restaurant workers' unions. What are you doing to support these people? Are you getting in the face of elected officials and telling them the facts and the consequences of their, blind to reality policy decisions, or are you just dropping to your knees in front of them? Well, I suspect, given the current state of this situation, it's the latter. So if you're satisfied and believe you've done your job when a political hack says, I feel your pain, I really do, and then does nothing, if you think you've done your job, then get out of the way, because you are nothing but a failure.